EOW, I'm just trying, you know, and seeking some inspiration to kind of analyze and a little bit predict the war situation. They say now that the Third World War is going on. Okay, which generally means, well, if we should look at the previous world wars, that, well, it starts like this and then it escalates until everyone is shooting at everyone and people die by the millions and millions. And there will be starvation, and there will be all kinds of problems. And well, will it then be settled through a nuclear exchange? Because that's what one could, of course, expect if they would go that way. Or what can we expect, foresee here? It's good to have some kind of idea. And I've been listening now to a bunch of experts analyzing this whole situation. And yes, they say Third World War is going on, but that it is very different from the Second and the First World War, which we, of course, know, say, talking hybrid war, economic war, cyber war. And that is the situation. I mean, the reality, if you look at it, you don't need to get that deep to see that. Tariffs. Hackers here and there, sanctions, and media war, maybe first of all, the narrative, and then weapons. Now, more and more involving unmanned vehicles. Drones by their hundreds and thousands and sophisticated missiles. With enormous precision. That can, I mean, if we look at what is going on in Ukraine, we can use that as, I think we can fairly much say so, as far as I learned from those experts. As a study example, or whatever you call it, of how wars down on the battlefield may be conducted now, this Third World War. Well, there are drones and missiles and artillery, but then of course there has to be, I mean, when you're talking about this fighting, about land, areas of land, you need the infantry there. And the whole thing. But it seems like, well, you got cities where people just need to move away. And the cities are destroyed, more or less, put into ruins. If someone drops a nuclear device, the entire city is basically gone. And the nuclear site for a while. Lots of people homeless. Lots of people starving. Chaos in the cities. Anyway, that can be expected. And then the question is, will these wars go on everywhere? I mean, those times it was Germans against rest of Europe, basically. Now we got Russia, China, Iran, maybe India. I mean, global South Africa, South America. And then America and Europe against them. I mean, to me, this still seems like the actual reality here. And those countries, very modern, financially strong, they own the raw materials, the mines, the everything for all the fine technology that is being produced on the planet today. The energy, they own the energy. be. The distribution channels and Silk Road again, and and then you've got Europe and North America. That is turning, I mean, silly. Pathetic. The leaders are completely unqualified, because being a leader just became not about being qualified statesman doing the job, but of being a popular politician. So they just stand there and yes, maybe they then join that great, fantastic NATO savior of the world. And they work hard. Oh, it's war. We have to put our country into special, what is it? Emergency, whatever. And then produce weapons, make a lot of soldiers. And what? Send those soldiers over to Ukraine? Fight. Send them to Middle East to fight. Or just attack a neighbor. We are Finns. We are proud members of NATO. Let's attack Russia. It would be strange. But now, how about the other side, the financial, the media, this and that, the narrative. It can live its own life, but it's just a narrative. Especially today, with this enormous communication we have, ability, you can only fool people so much. So maybe this will be a less lethal war and more of a educative and upfostrande, what's that? War.